97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. What's trending? Pants.
Pants?
We're talking about pants.
We're talking about pants.
I don't know if
right
it's...
here in River City.
Right here in River City. The Pants Man, a musical brought to you by Reno, Nevada. All right. So I don't know if it's a long or a short O. Sonner. He is a reporter that had the pleasure of writing for the Associated Press about some pricey pants. Scott had a really good time with pricey pants from 1857 for $114,000.
These are the
Levi's
ones that got
questions.
Like discovered in like a shipwreck or something like that.
Yeah, they did. Not just any shipwreck. A shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina, the old graveyard of the Atlantic coming in clutch once again. And Scott did have fun writing about these pants. My favorite passage here is pulled from a sunken trunk. Sunken trunk is a lovely turn of phrase. But I want to focus on the pants right here in River City. These pants, another gem of a line is there can be no disagreement that the pants were certainly made before September 12th, 1857, because that is when the ship sank. I thought that was a pretty funny line.
Right.
But yes, these are officially the oldest known blue jeans, and they were entombed in a shipwreck off the coast of North Carolina and have sold for well over $100,000. They predate Levi's jeans by a significant range of time. And Levi's is often credited as being the inventor of the blue jean, or at least someone that refined it to a point where it became recognizable as a garment.
Not anymore.
These are some pioneering pants, literally and figuratively.
76 trousers made of corduroy.
We only do musical references here on the Aaron Keck Show from now on, from now into forever.
Another and 110 thing, blue slacks fit to
I want to talk about the rivets, Keck. You got to stop singing
All
into
right,
the
fine,
mic.
Go for it.
I'm going to join you if you don't stop. So we
no,
just
I only
need,
came up with the two lines.
We need to talk about rivets, because while Levi's may not have invented the blue jeans after all, something that Levi's for sure patented because it's on American record is putting rivets in pants. Now, rivets are obviously a tale as old as time. We figured out how to put rivets in things when we were building boats way back when. And it's fascinating to me that everybody has to have an idea first. Someone invented the wheel at some point. And I think it's kind of cool that at some point a man decided to put metal in his pants because they kept falling off. Because sometimes thread is simply not good enough, and I need a piece of metal to hold this pocket in place.
Yeah.
I just think that's rad. I think that that's a cool piece of clothing design.
Working man's pants gotta have some metal in it, Victor.
They do gotta have some metal in it.
Yeah.
We're stress testing these pants. It's the literal gold rush.
Yes.
I have mining to do, and my pants need to take the punishment that mining activities dish out, thus the birth of blue jeans.
Oh, man, you can't mine for gold unless you already have the metal to make the pants to mine for gold.
Well, they were copper rivets, but, I mean, that's neither here nor there.
Can you mine for copper without metal pants? How far down does this metal pant rabbit hole go?
Too far, too quickly. It's already going places. How much time is left in trends?
About a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
I apologize. I'm kind of punchy this morning, so just go for it.
Fine. I have a story from Alabama where two women are facing a trial for feeding and trapping stray cats. The headline is very scary, and I feel like it warrants a description. They were not feeding and trapping stray cats for any nefarious purposes. They were trapping them to spay and neuter them. It was kind of a public service.
Yeah.
It's just the local sheriff's department in Wetumpka, Alabama, has a very strict policy about not feeding stray animals out of the belief slash, I guess, fact that it attracts other stray animals. So yeah, just wanted to bring that up in case you see that on social media, because it is. A lot of people seem to believe that these women in Alabama were up to no good. They were, in fact, up to good.
If I hear a story coming out of Alabama,
Wetumpka, Alabama,
I'm not going to automatically jump to the conclusion that the sheriff's office was in the right.
Getting real spicy on trends this morning.
This is factual. This is what I want. I want a story out of Alabama about someone in a rural sheriff's office doing something like going above and beyond to do something super positive.
Good luck.
He accuses me of getting spicy.
Look, I have some friends in Alabama, and I just learned that Alabama is the wettest United States state by a significant margin. That's something I could never have called. Maybe that's part of why Alabama is the way it is. Apparently, it never stops raining.
I like that 90-degree turn away from the spicy take, too.
Yeah, just fun weather facts here on Trends.